This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Eddie, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Molly, David. Nice to be with you guys. It's been an incredible last, 9, 10 days with the pause in the National Hockey League season for the Four Nations face-off. And just to give people a little background, I mean, this is kind of an appetizer teaser for what's going to happen in a year from now when NHL players will be back in the Olympics for the first time since Sochi back in 14. So I think the league hit it out of the park, so to speak. Now, you could argue, would it be great to have, you know, 4 or 5 other countries involved? Absolutely. But, you know, time is, you don't want to shut the NHL season down for a month. You know what I mean? So I think it's been unbelievable. Hopefully, you know, Blackhawk fans have tuned in and to be able to watch. And, you know, tonight's game, part two, so to speak, against our biggest rival. And when I say our, I was lucky enough to wear the red, white, and blue in the 84 Olympics for Team USA and Sarajevo, Yugoslavia, and then play in the Canada Cup of Hockey back in 84, 87, and 91, and then played in a bunch of world championships. So there's a lot on the line. And for anybody that thought this would be an exhibition, the clips you guys just played with Dustin, I think that showed that this really means something, and I think that's why it's gotten the publicity and the energy level, because there is a great pride of representing your country and going up against the best hockey players in the world, and I think the NHL and the NHLPA deserve a lot of credit.
It's great, Eddie. I was surprised. I think a lot of people have been surprised at how popular it has been, how intense it has been. Maybe you're not, but is it as simple as that? You're just appealing to the nationalism to a lot of people? Or why do you think that in this last 10 days it's been such a national celebration of hockey?
I think it's just that. It's, you know, a lot of these guys haven't had the opportunity, David, because of, you know, the NHL not going to the Olympics and in 18 and COVID, and there's just so many things. So a lot of these players, professional players, have been really anticipating and excited for this opportunity. And I know that when people look at this tournament and the questions going in, just the understanding is that, you know, that this isn't just about going out and trying to sell the game. It's about winning. and I think anytime you have professional athletes go that extra mile, and especially with your, you know, representing your country, there's something to it, you know. And in particular, I only can speak to USA Hockey in being an alum of Team USA, and I've always looked at it, and I think a lot of my teammates over the years, is that we've always looked at our friends north of the border, as in Canada, is our biggest rival. Always has been, always will be. It's not been reciprocated, to be quite honest. The biggest rival for Canada has always been Russia. And I think in order to have a rivalry, I know what the argument is, in order to have a rivalry, individually or country-wise or team-wise, both teams got to win a few games. You know, both teams got to win a few tournaments. And unfortunately for us, that being, you know, when I say us, Team USA, we have not had the success as Canada has. And I understand that. But I still think that there is the feeling through USA Hockey, and these players in particular, is there still is a lack of hockey respect from our biggest rival. And I think that with everything going on, like, I'm not going down the PC world right now. I'm not. But considering what's going on off the ice, you know, with both countries right now, you know, the anthems of what's taken part. So I think there's just a lot of things going on. But to me, the most important—I shouldn't say most important—but I think the biggest reason why is that taking people inside and, you know, and getting through the weeds is that we've always had that mindset of they're our biggest rival and we're still, you know, not up to their par. And look, I understand wins are wins, and we understand that. But I just think that that's what makes it in the feeling for at least Team USA. Is why this is so important to a lot of people, and especially these young hockey players that get that unbelievable opportunity to win this tournament on home ice in Boston. And it should be a lot of fun to be able to watch.
It's wild to me that they're in Boston, they're on the ice there, and yet Charlie McAvoy is out for the game. He's still hospitalized. Yeah. He apparently has an infection in his shoulder along with damage to the AC joint. I mean, if I'm the Boston Bruins, I'd be like out of, and I guess they are, kind of out of their heads over it. And I wonder, moving forward with the NHL players in the Olympics, is there hesitation when you see the Tkachuk brothers get hurt, when you see, you know what I mean? Like,
I
love the game, Eddie. I love watching it. It's been fantastic. Yeah. But what if the guy can't get back on the ice for his team?
I know, Molly. Look, I've lived it. I've lived it, and I understand. It is that, just think for like Team Canada the other day, I think it was in game one, Bruce Cassidy, the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, assistant coach for Team Canada, and John Cooper, his defenseman, Shea Theodore, who was on Team Canada, goes into a corner and gets hit and all of a sudden comes out and his wrist is hanging there. And he's out for, you know, a couple of months, you know. So, I mean, I get it. And there is that fine line of you know, wanting to sell the game, wanting to promote the game. Look, the players, the NHL Players Association and the players of it were like adamant. We want international competition, you know, whether it's during the season or before the season or whatever. And look, you know, getting hurt, it could happen in practice. It could happen at home. It could happen in a game. And I understand. I mean, the liability and all of a sudden it's like, you know, you're right. I mean, Charlie McAvoy, again, reports, whatever, but whether he misses one game or 25 games, that's way too many. So I don't know what the answer is. I mean, obviously we know what the answer is not to play.
Right.
But I think the players want to do it, and as long, obviously, if they want to do it, then we got a game. If they don't, then, you know, we understand. So logistics certainly play a big part of it. But I think moving forward here is that, you know, like I said, it's the appetizer for the Olympics in Italy next year. And then they're going to go back to the All-Star game, I think, in 27, if I'm getting my numbers right here. And then in 28, they're going to go back to another, you know, however many nations face off. And I think, you know, it would be great to have, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 and have one of those, you know, mid-season. So I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah, and it's brutal for Vegas. It's brutal for, you know, for Boston. But these players, you know, they want to play, and they're going to play through it. And this might – some of these guys – look, let's just call it what it is. I mean, part of this, too, is an audition for a year from now. Now, a lot of things can happen in a year, you don't perform well, you know, you might not get that invitation or that opportunity again. So there's, I mean, it is, that's why it's been so intense. And I think that it's so highly competitive and players, you know, maybe saying, you know what, I'm not going to say anything, you know, I'm just going to kind of try to play through something. And yeah, teams are going to get upset. But again, this is an NHL venture with the players.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
So, Eddie, you were in that building. You know how emotionally charged it can get. You referenced the anthem. I wondered, number one, do you think tonight the Canadian anthem gets booed? And if it does, what effect would that have on the game?
Yeah. I mean, look, we all know the story and what has happened in Montreal. And, you know, the PA announcer inside the buildings, you know, they're making the announcements to have, you know, to hopefully that, you know, fans and people will show respect for the, you know, particular countries of the, you know, of each competing team. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I would assume there's probably going to be some, but, you know, I'm all about our anthem and how the crowd is going to react. And these players are going to be all lathered up and charged up and just so excited to be able to play, you know, our arch rival, in a game of this magnitude on center stage. And, but, you know, like, look, I can't control what's going to end up happening with a few people or however many people are going to, you know, decide to, you know, to do what they're going to do during the Canadian national anthem or the U.S. But hopefully they can show, you know, great respect and be there and get entertained, because I'm certainly looking at I'm watching as a, you know, I always watch all sports, as you guys know. I mean, I watch all sports and I watch it as a broadcaster. And okay, well, how would I handle this particular situation, or what would I say in this particular situation when it comes to the game of hockey or horse racing, Mully, by that fact. And then, you know, but then also as a fan of what, you know, what I think is the greatest game in the world. And also too, as an alum, you know, like I want our guys to win. I want our guys to win the gold medal next year in Italy. So I'm very excited and, just looking forward to hopefully people, you know, tuning in and being entertained, you know, between Team Canada and Team USA.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone is very pumped up about it. I wasn't following the story as closely as I should have, but apparently, you know, Sully said that they were going to have some from help from Hughes, yeah. And now yeah. he's not yeah. coming.
Right.
And they're talking about a couple other guys who might be able to come. But I don't blame him if he can't play. But he was on the original list. Then he got hurt. Yeah. He had to pull out. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like they should have made an adjustment with him.
Well, look, the only thing, and again, nobody asked my opinion, but I'm gonna voice it, is that I believe that these rosters should have been a little larger, even though it's only, it's only four games for Team USA and Team Canada, and then bringing guys in and having these, auxiliary rosters, and, it's got to be a player that's hurt in order to bring these guys in. Look, if a player doesn't want to be an extra and would rather just, bypass, I think if you would have had a roster and had, three extra defensemen and three extra forwards, I don't think it would be as big as a story. If a guy can't start, because he's injured and you want him to be one of those extra guys, then okay. And then maybe he's okay in 7 or 8 days or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that there should have been more players on site, and I think there will be next time around because of the intensity and factually knowing is that there are guys that are probably 65-70%. And they're saying, I got a chance to play for my country. I don't care what happens. I'm going to go and perform. And look, U.S. doesn't win that game against Canada without Charlie McAvoy the other night. Let's just make that perfectly clear. Like, he was unbelievable. Look at that. Like, he played so unbelievable, and Canada arguably had the best defenseman in the world not play that game in Cale Makar. Makar is back now. He's dealing with something. And, that could end up being the difference in that game tonight. I know it's I heard Dustin there. I know it's a pick'em. There's no doubt about it. You can flip that coin however many times, and I could sit there and say, yeah, I can see it. But I do give a slight edge to Canada because of the factor of getting a guy like Cale Makar back in Team USA, losing a guy like Charlie McAvoy.
If it comes down to goaltending, you've got Hellebuck for Team USA, you've got Jordan Binnington for Team Canada, and last time Jordan Binnington played in a game this big in that building, he won the Stanley Cup, Eddie. Who do you give the advantage to in net?
I give it to Hellebuck because he's a Hellebuck of a goaltender, by the way, if I could say that on radio. So, a slight edge. I mean, Binnington's given up some soft goals here in the tournament, but I thought the Jake Guentzel goal, the first goal of the game for Team USA in that prelim game, I thought that was kind of a soft goal. But look, he played good the other day in a must-win against Team Finland. Obviously, he's a proven goaltender, a proven winner. But the pressure's on. So I think in that position, I mean, Team USA going into the tournament, but now it's a one-gamer, right? You can have a good night, you can have a bad night, and that could end up being the difference. So if you get it, that being goaltending, you got a great chance to win.
Hey, just wanted to get your take on, and I don't know what to make of this idea, but apparently Seth Jones and the Blackhawks are talking about the possibility of a trade. He's not demanding a trade. He's on a massive contract, 8-year, $76 million. I don't know how easy it'll be to trade. But they're just having a discussion between themselves. I mean, word breaks on that. You're putting up an advertisement. Hey, you want this guy? Come get him. And
he has a full full no move a no movement clause, right? Yeah, because I know Stan. Yeah. When Stan Love traded this. For him, he got him, and he had 1 year left on his deal. And 2 hours in, he signed him to an 8-year deal at 70-some-shmill a year or $70 million total. So. I mean, any player, and I'm just obviously we're talking about Seth Jones, but I mean, any player that has that and, it gets out like that, obviously, I mean, there's going to be some retainment. I don't think there's any, I don't think there's any doubt about that. So, that would be an interesting move, but usually when stuff like this kind of starts floating out, somebody's been talking to somebody and, there's probably already a couple of dance partners that are sniffing around a little bit. So, you make a move like that. Obviously, it gives Kyle and Normie, some big time flexibility here moving forward, whether it's, in 6 months or in, a couple of years. But I would concur that there's a little bit of steam behind this.
So Eddie, before I let you go, you mentioned the 84 Olympics. So you have represented this country at the highest point, and maybe that was the peak of your career, or maybe it was when you won a Stanley Cup in 94. Or how do you compare what's about to happen tonight? I know it's not the Olympics, but for a lot of these young players, mm-hmm. it might be as big of a stage as they've ever been on. Even some of those guys who maybe have won Stanley Cups. How do you compare and contrast those two pinnacles? Because I think that tonight it feels like this is big.
Yeah. Well, it is. Look, I mean, when I made Team USA at 16 years old in the summer of 1983 and turning 17 and then playing in the Olympics in February of 84, we were following the footsteps of the Miracle on Ice. there was no pressure. Every town we went in, we had parades and lunches with mayors, and we were giving keys to cities and giving keys to hotel rooms. But that's for another story. I mean, we were everywhere. I mean, it was just I didn't know any. I felt pressure, but I just went out and played. There's just something. I always felt, and I said this on TV the other night during the game, and I hope that it came across. Maybe I can be a little bit more, eloquent here. Not that I would, I can't even say it, let alone spell the word. But I believe that I always, when I put on that sweater, I always felt that I was not only representing our country in a sporting, in a sporting venue, but that I was playing for and representing the players that paved the way for me, and then play for those guys inside that room, and then pave and play for the players that came after me in the game of hockey. And that's the only way that I can explain it. And it means so much. There's just a bond of having been able to put on that sweater. And look, at whether you win the gold medal in Lake Placid or you finished in seventh place in Sarajevo in 1984, there's just that respect factor of knowing that you want to make those players that played before you and the players that come after you, you want them to be proud of you and to know that you're going to do whatever it takes regardless of the tournament. And I got that feel from Team USA when I was around them a lot. I mean, I was lucky enough to, we wish that game would have meant a little bit more, or would have meant something, the other night between Team USA and Team Sweden. But, talking to the players and some of the coaches, it's just like, this is going to mean a lot. And it's going to feel awfully good as if they can find a way to win, because obviously they're going to have their hands full tonight. But I just think that there's something about representing and showing up. And look at all these players are good. All these players are good, great players. I mean, all these guys used to be on a power play and being out there at the end of the game. But look at a guy like Dylan Larkin with the Red Wings. I mean, guy's got 58, 60 points already. He can't even get on a power play. I mean, those type of things is you got to accept and execute your role and go out there and have fun and win. It's always something I've been super proud of, is to have represented Team USA. And I think in seven or eight different tournaments, I was able to coach an under 18 team back in the summer of 2006. And that was just a great honor to be able to stand behind a bench, and a bunch of guys end up making a National Hockey League, led by Ryan McDonough, who's had himself an unbelievable career. So I just really, it's always just a little bit more, patriotism and just understanding is that, you're playing your hockey more, more just hockey, not just hockey fans are watching. It just seems like it gets people's attention. And I think there's a lot to that too.
Eddie, thanks a ton. Always great to talk to you. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Eddie.
Always great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me, and love to everybody back home. Thanks.
That's great. That's Eddie Olczyk. Loved everyone back home. We wanted to say to him, Mike Lang died yesterday, the legendary broadcaster in Pittsburgh who Eddie worked with, and mm-hmm. wanted to wish our condolences to Eddie over that. It just tough situation. But, man, he described that great about how it feels to play
really
for
the
USA.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.